In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Weak hands, feeble knees, fearful hearts, blind eyes and deaf ears, lame legs and mute tongues, life that feels parched and thirsty, and jackals all around increasing our worries and making our lives more difficult. You can relate, right? Well, just like you suffer and struggle through life here and now, people suffered and struggled through life while Isaiah was doing his preaching, some 700 years before Jesus was born. People got weak, they got feeble, they were fearful. People went blind and they went deaf. Their legs and their tongues and the rest of their bodies just gave out. Life was hard for lots of people then. Like living in a desert surrounded by jackals with nothing to drink and nowhere to hide. See, that's what sin does to us. It makes us weak. Sin makes us feeble. It puts fear down in our hearts where there wasn't any before. Sin blinds our eyes and closes up our ears and takes the strength out of our legs and tongues and the rest of our bodies. Sin puts us in a desert. It puts us in a desert where our souls are parched and thirsty, where jackal-like enemies chase after us day and night, where there's nothing to drink and nowhere to hide. That's what sin does to you and me. Now, if you lived during the time when Isaiah was doing his preaching, or if you're alive right now, sin robs us of the gifts of God. So God sent Isaiah to tell us that he has a promise for us sinners. Today, God tells us that promise right here and now. He says, strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are fearful-hearted, be strong, do not fear. Behold, your God will come. With vengeance and with the recompense of God, he will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For waters shall burst forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of the jackals where each lay, there shall be grass with reeds and rushes. God has made you this promise. And in fact, this is a double promise. It's a promise that God has come to save you, and it's a promise that God will come and save you. Christ Jesus is our God who has come to save us. When he took on our flesh and became a man, Jesus came to strengthen your weak hands. He came to make your feeble knees firm. He came to give you strength and drive away all your fear. Jesus came to open your blind eyes and unstop your deafened ears. He came to make you folks in wheelchairs leap up like the deer. And he came for all you folks who cannot speak to make you sing with joy. Jesus has come to save us. Hear what he told the disciples of John the Baptist. He says, go and tell John the things you hear and see. The blind see, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf, and the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he who is not offended because of me. Jesus came to save us from life in this desert of sin. He came to save us from the jackals that surround us and make our lives ever more dangerous and difficult. Jesus came to save us even from death. Jesus is our God, and he has come to save you. Just look at the gospel today. Jesus drives that demon out of that little girl's daughter without ever getting up from the table. He doesn't have to go visit. He doesn't have to lay hands on the girl. He doesn't have to say a special prayer. He never leaves the house. And this woman, she is not the right kind of woman for Jesus to help. She's a foreigner. She's a Gentile. She's a dog, is what Jesus says. But Jesus helps her nonetheless. Jesus helps this woman because she sees in him the God who has come to save her daughter and the God who has come to save her own soul too. Jesus has come to save them, and he has come to save you. And ultimately, this salvation happens for us with Jesus on the cross. On the cross, Jesus took up your weak hands. They were nailed to the cross. On the cross, Jesus took up your feeble knees. It was your wobbling, feeble knees scraping along the stones as Jesus fell carrying the cross to Calvary. On the cross, Jesus took up your fear. It was your fear and mine that Jesus voiced in his prayer, my God, why have you forsaken me? On the cross, Jesus took up your lame legs, your very legs pressed against the rough wood of the cross of Calvary. He took up your mute tongue and made it sing with prayer. He gave voice to your prayers and to the prayers of all the suffering, sinful saints of God when he said, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. On the cross, Jesus died your death. He died my death. And he died the death all sinners deserve. By his death, he forgave your sin. He paid every bit of the price for your sin, even all that sin that causes you so much trouble here and now in this life. And by his passion and death, Jesus redeemed your suffering here and now and made it holy and saved you from death itself. Jesus alone could do that because he alone came with the vengeance and the recompense of God. He alone has come to save you. When Jesus died on the cross, so did death. And when he rose on the third day, weak hands, feeble knees, fearful hearts, lame legs, mute tongues, and every suffering of every kind were defeated. When Jesus rose up from the grave on the third day, sin, death, the devil, and hell reels under the power of the vengeance and the recompense of God. They knew they had seen their last. When Jesus died on the cross, the devil knew the game was up. And when he rose from the dead, the end of your suffering had begun. Jesus is our God who has come to save us. And Jesus is also our God who will come to save us. Jesus has promised to come again. Everything he did in all his humility during his earthly ministry, every single bit of it, the healings, the exorcisms, the suffering, the cross, every bit of it was done to make us ready for when he comes again in all his might and power and glory at the end of the age. And when he comes, it will be glorious. He says himself, in those days, after the tribulation, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars of heaven will fall and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send his angels and gather together his elect from the four winds, from the farthest part of the earth to the farthest part of heaven. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and contempt. To those who are wise, those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. When Jesus comes again in glory, he will raise you up to shine in heavenly brightness like the stars in the skies above. Then your hands will be strong and your knees will be firm and you will never fear anything again. When Jesus comes in glory, you will see in perfection the beauty of Almighty God as God intended you to see from the very first day of creation. You will hear with no trouble. Your ears will be opened to hear the wondrous songs of the angels whose praise of God never stops. When Jesus comes again in glory, you will leap up out of your grave in the joy of the resurrection, and then you will leap through the new heavens and the new earth on legs that never get tired. Your tongue will be loose. Your tongue and mine will sing with joy the praises of all the saints gathered around the throne of God who have washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb and made them white in his holiness and grace. Jesus is our God who has come to save us. Jesus is our God who will come to save us. And when he comes again, you will never sin again, and you will never suffer again. That's God's double promise. So heed Isaiah's words today. They are the sure and certain word of the Lord. Strengthen your weak hands in faith in him who made your hands and mine. Make firm your feeble knees in the power of these great and mighty promises of God. Say to yourself and to everyone else who will listen, be strong and do not fear. Your God has come to save you. Your God will come to save you. And his name is Jesus, the one who saves. Come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.